reasons. Here's why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Have nice things. Ah, yes. Let us start in Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee man John Woods recently got popped. He stole $60,000 worth of breakfast cereal.
Oh.
Yeah, he had accomplices as well, too. They stole a food delivery truck, and the truck's owner reported the theft. John Woods was caught red-handed and was charged with theft and vandalism. No word on what brand of cereal he stole, but $60,000 worth of cereal. John Wood. Or if he's involved with previous reports of other such thefts, because then that would make him a serial stealer.
Got it. Boom.
Great.
Dum, 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 dum.
Our fine men and women in blue always have a reason to be ready to go for a big-time chase, and this week that was in South Carolina. A thief took off on a stolen vehicle. They gave chase and wouldn't stop for nothing. It took over an hour until the bad guy was caught. The local fairgrounds, we ran out of space, but I will be honest, it sounds a little bit boring. It's because the crook stole an excavator, and the top speed was 3 miles an hour. He's been charged with malicious property damage and failure to stop for a blue light. And I think he may need like car thief instructions, because if you want to go somewhere, that's probably not the best vehicle.
How long was the chase?
An hour. 3 miles. Three miles an hour.
They could have ended that quicker. Although that might be hard to stop.
I know. Mark Phillips would still be running.
The Osceola Sheriff's County Sheriff's Department, a deputy there, stopped at an intersection, and a female ran up, said, "My brother has been stabbed by a machete. We are on our way to the hospital." Angel Ramos Aker, 35 years old, in fact, had been cut up by a machete, was in pretty bad shape in the passenger side of the car as his sister was driving. The deputy then escorted them, of course, lights and all, to the local hospital. Looks like he's going to be okay. To the point where finally the deputy, "Well, who did this to you?" pointed to his left. Her.
Oh.
It was his sister.
That's not very nice.
At least she drove him there.
See?
Probably a little faster than 3 miles an hour, but she did stop.
Dum, 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 dum.
She's arrested.
The crazy things that people will do to get a selfie is very, very disturbing. One more time for our friends in the back, the front, or wherever you may be, or in the zoo. Wild animals do not want to be your friend, especially alligators. A man in Montreal recently entered the gator enclosure at the Granby Zoo. The zoo employees then had to go in and escort him out, because that's not where people belong. He may, in fact, be facing legal action.
You know, at some point, they're just going to, let's just wait and see how this all works out.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame him a bit.
You kind of know what's going to happen.
You better run.
Well, one more time for the people up above. Delaware, where nothing happens. This did. A man named Juno Brown, which is kind of an awesome name.
Yeah.
He recently was arrested, Lancaster County, Delaware, after stealing $9,000 plus worth of guitars. And how he did it? Juno went into a guitar center, went into the back room, and then climbed his way into the ceiling, waiting for a guitar center to close, and then dropped down Tom Cruise Mission Impossible style.
So creepy.
Yeah, it was a bigger fall than he thought. Kind of knocked himself out. But he did end up stealing the guitars, but the alarm had long since been tripped, he was caught guitar-handed. But this does sound like the plot to a lot of 90s movies.
Hanging in the ceiling, man.
Yeah,
we could drop down, man. Just take the guitars.
Dum, 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 dum.
So we all know that watching TV for hours on end is not a healthy choice. The same for sitting there and gaming. One man found this out the hard way when he dropped dead at a video gaming cafe in Thailand.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, employees thought Jurakrit Ruransky was asleep, but not asleep at all. He went there to relax. Now taking the ultimate nap.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jerk, right? I don't.
Thoughts and prayers.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, let's go back to Florida where all the fun happens. And that would include a 70-year-old man. I don't know what it takes to get your Sam's Club membership revoked, but this might do it. This might do it. A 70-year-old Florida man is facing charges for allegedly going number one.
Number one!
Hundreds of cans of Spam.
Ew!
At a Sam's Club near Orlando. His name is Patrick Mitchell. He has pled not guilty. I don't know what his defense is going to be on this one, but he was at the Sam's Club in Lady Lake, Florida, when he stopped to do that on two pallets of canned Spam. And also, for the record, there was also a big stack of Vienna sausages, the police reported.
Gross! Why is it always Florida?
Yeah, well, they ID'd him using his Sam's Club card, and they arrested him right there. He also is charged for damaging about $1,000 worth of merchandise. So while we say give peace a chance, I don't know so much about peace.
Dum, 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 dum